Okay, this is Parak Hey and Hilchos Mikvaos. Continuing with halachas have to do with the status of the water and could be, whether it could use or not for the mikvah. Okay, so let's say you have a mikvah. Let's say three log of water that was drawn out, whether it doesn't matter how many kelim it's poured out from, could be one, two, or three, they can combine together to become make the mikvah pasla. As long as when the second kli starts pouring out water, it starts pouring out water before the completion of the first one pouring out water. However, if there's four kelim, if four separate kelim are pouring water out, even if it's one after the other, and it's a continuous stream, they wouldn't combine together to pasla the mikvah. So this only applies when one had no intention of increasing the amount of water in the mikvah. Being the skav in the rabbos is man mikvah. But let's say his intention was to increase the amount of water in the mikvah. Feel nafal mishkal dinar b'chol shana mitzdarif loshalugin bein shekadmo shuvim esak sherem bein shekamo sherem esak shuvim o shanaflu shtein kacha. So basically, the Rambam I'm saying is that as long as your intention is to add to the mikvah, even if it's the smallest amount, like a dinar, like the tiniest amount, all of it combines together to the complete the three log, whether he started with the drawn water and then the kasher or the vice versa, or even if they all fell in together. At the end of the day, the tzirif would take place as long as my intention is to increase the amount of water in the mikvah. So once I see that three total log of mayim that was drawn out falls into a mikvah 40 seah, kodim shenafubo arbaim seah lepachos mi arbaim nifsal kol v'nasa sha'ov. So at the end of the day, all this water is mitzarif together, joined together to pasal the mikvah. Shnayim sheitilu ze log umechza v'ze log umechza. Let's say two people pour separately a log and a half of water into the mikvah. So one guy does one log and a half, another guy does another log and a half. That's sochik suso bigbia, the mayim shiva nofim im komos harbe. Or another case, let's say a person wrings out his garment over water, what I call it, and lifts it up, and therefore he causes the water to fall out in different places. Or also a situation where a person pours out from a special type of kli that, let's say the kli has different channels on it that distributes the water in different sources. Hara'ila posts in all these situations, the pouring of that water into the mikvah passes it. Let's say someone immerses to make tahor, let's say a leather sheet, that has exactly 40 seah. So once he goes ahead and lifts the edges of the leather things out of the water, the water that's inside of them is not considered to be drawn. Ketzad yases, what does he do? Matbilan, he puts them into the water. Umalan derech shuleim, and he lifts them out by their ends. Avalakupa vasak matbilan umalan gedarkam nechoshesh. When it comes to making tahor, let's say a container or a sack or a basket, he puts them into the mikvah and takes them out in the normal way. Alachadal mikvah sheish bo shlosh gumos mimayim shuvin log b'chol guma. Let's say a mikvah has three little areas that are like little hold areas in the mikvah that has a log in each one of mayim, water that's drawn. B'nafal tocho mayim k'sherim, and then kasher water falls in. Im yadua shenafal tocho arbaim seah mayim k'sherim, actually agil l'guma shlishis. So as long as I know that the 40 seah of water that falls in will hit the mikvah prior to hitting that third hole that's holding that log of water, kasher, v'mla, but if not, it is pasul. L'chei shtei mikvaos, emichol echa mehen arbaim seah. Let's say they have two mikvahs, and neither one has 40 seah in it. Benafol lazel logo mechza, velazel logo mechza, and then a log and a half falls in each one. Benizarvu shnei mikvahs, and now these two mikvahs get mixed together. Hareluk sharon, why? Mnei shalo nikra al echa mehen shem psul, because neither one of them is going to be called pasul. Aval mikvah she'im bar b'ayim seah, but let's say a mikvah does not have 40 seah in it. Shenafol toko shlosha lugin mayim, shuvin, that three log of drawn water falls into it. Barachach nechalak v'shtayim. And then afterwards, it gets divided into two. Riba mayim shemak l'echad mehen. And then the more of kasher water is put onto each one. Harilu psuin, they're pasul. Shekol mikvah kulo shenifsal kamayim shuvin hu kashuv. So because each mikvah is considering its entirety to have a drawn water in it. Uchilu kol meva nishavu b'kli. And therefore we say, it's as if all the water that's in it was poured out from a kli. Halachava, bor shehu malei mayim shuvin. All right, let's say I have a cistern that's filled with water that is drawn out. Va'ima nechnasas lo, and let's say there's a canal that has water from rainwater in it that goes into it, yotzes meno, and goes out of it, lo'olam. Lo'olam hu pisulo, it's considered to be pasul, achet chashev shlo nisharu min shuvim shayu bor shlo shulugin, until There's less than three log of water left over in the cistern. Mikvah shenafal atoko mayim shuvin. Let's say a mikvah had drawn water that falls into it, the nifsal, and becomes pasul. V'achach riba lav mayim sherim, and only afterwards did I add mayim sherim to it. Ach nimtzu ak sherim bayim seya, until I find that there's 40 seya of kosher water in it. Harihu pisulo, it stays pasul. Ach yitzu kol mayim shei besocho, until all the water that's in it leaves. V'yifchasu hashuvim shoshalugin, and there's less than three log of the drawn water left. Ketzat. So what does this mean? Mikvah sheishbo are esrim seya. So the mikvah that has 20 seya of water in it, megashamim, right, which is good water, the nafal asocho seya mayim shuvim, and one seya of drawn water falls into it, v'achar chibola mayim kshirim, and then only afterwards I add more water into it that's kasher, harizep bisulo, it's considered pasul, ach yedesh yetzu menu esrim seya shahayubo, until I know for sure that 20 seya of it left, v'chamisha kavim yoser marbia hakav, and there are, what do you call it, and more than 5 1/4 kav of the water that's added in float out. At the same time, and the only leftover of the water that was originally in there is less than three loaf. So too, if I made a mikvah that has 40 seya of mayim sherim in it, and I mix it with this water, apostle, tiharu, elo as elo. Each mikvah would actually, so to speak, matire the other, meaning it would work appropriately. Halacha zayin, hamisalek is atit l'stadim. Let's say someone's moving dirt to the side to the mikvah, and as a result of moving the mud around, three log of drawn water goes into the mikvah. Harei zeh kasher. Hayatola shatit. Let's say he's removing the mud, umakbio biyado, and he lifts it up. V'hivdilo min mikvah letzida, and he separates it out from the mikvah and the side. V'nimshuchu mimenu shlosha lugin, and three lugin flow into the mikvah from it. Then harei leposan, that makes the mikvah apostle. Alachaches gayis over in makom lemakom. So let's say there's an army, a battalion of troops passing from place to place. So to an animal passing from place to place. And three lug of water is splashed by their hands and feet into the mikvah. Hariza kasher. Lo, not only that. El asu mikvah betchila hariza kasher. Even if they made the mikvah in this manner at the outset, it's still considered to be kasher. Look, that's mikvah she'imbo arbaim seya. It's a mikvah that doesn't have 40 say in it, but nafal toko pachos b'shosha lugin mayin tmein shuvin, and let's say less than three log of water that's tamei, that's drawn, falls into it. Arizei kasher l'chal l'tshuma, it's a good mikvah for being able to eat chal and shuma, v'litom hen l'yadayim and d'nitiyat sadayim, upsulin l'hakbos alein. But you're not allowed to go ahead and use it as a source to have other mikvahs on them. Yadu leing shaman, let's say rain falls upon them, rabu leen, and it becomes a majority, arei l'kshem l'hakbos alein. Then I can use it as a source for other mikvahs. Let's say three log of water that's drawn that is tame falls into it, or is a pasul l'chala shuma v'litom el adam. I can't use it for chala shuma or washing my hands. Upsul nahakvas alav, and of course I can't use it as a source for other mikvahs. Yardu gusham and rabu leyan. Let's say, but now rainwater falls into that three log and is a majority. I read in kshar and l'chala shuma v'litom el adam. Now they're good for chala shuma and washing your hands. Upsul nahakvas alayan. And you cannot use them as a source for other mikvahs. Until all the original water that's considered like drawn water is out, all that's left is less than three log. Let's say I have a mikvah that is 40 seya minus one small amount, but and let's say three log of water that is drawn that is tamei falls into it. It's possible for chala truma to wash my hands. I can't use it as a source for other mikvahs. Nafal asocho pachos b'shloshu lugin mayim, but let's say less than three log of water fall in, afilu kuan tmein, even for all of its tamei, v'archach nafal asocho mishkal dinar, megashamim, and even if afterwards all the tiniest amount of rainwater falls in, shlishlimo, that fills it up, it's kasher. Kashem kashatar lefila kachtar lekol davar. Not only is it kasher to go to into the mikvah for it, it's kasher, it's tahor in every possible avenue. That ends Parakeh, and we will continue with Parak Vav next time.